All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's the first day of Dark Week. So you know what that means. Nurses, let's get started. As the sun rises, I can hear the sound of activity resuming at the hospital, but I'm curled up in a ball in bed. There doesn't seem to be a commotion, not yet at least, but that doesn't mean I'm off the hook. If what I did last night gets out, the police will show up for sure. Ugh, damn it all. I only thought about myself again. My fear of being caught is greater than the regret I feel for what I've done to Ijuan. Some people would likely scoff at that, but...
Ohayo, Yamada-kun. Sawayaka na ii asa da ne.
Good morning, Yamada. It sure is a lovely morning, isn't it? In contrast to her words, Kurikawa comes up to me with the usual insidious smile. Her smile is even broader than usual, and I can tell that she's in a good mood. Ah, last night sure was fun. I can't help but smile every time I think back on it. Kurikawa must really have a deep grudge against Ijuan. She's smiling and laughing so much that it's almost infectious. She doesn't suspect anything, does she? There's nothing to worry about. That bitch just complained about my work like she always does. Oh, you're unhappy with my work? At least I'm not the one with Yamada's cum in my uterus. Man, oh man, Yamada. You have no idea how hard it was to keep myself from laughing. Kurikawa gently touches my hand. The goosebumps that appear likely have nothing to do with how cold her hand is. On the other hand, I do feel relieved to hear the news that Ijuan doesn't suspect anything, because what I did was completely criminal. What's wrong? Why the long face? It's not like I was the only one who had an absolute blast last night. An absolute blast? There's no way that I'd... Kurikawa just laughs at my attempt to deny it. It's the first time I've ever made such a fun memory with someone, I'm sure you could say the same, Yamada. Huh? I mean, no, I'm not sure I could. The two of us are more than just nurse and patient. We're friends, aren't we? We're practically bosom buddies, hold on a minute. I don't think a friend would use another friend like that. It's nice having friends. I get the feeling that they'll make life more fun than ever before. Kurikawa seems lost in her thoughts as she totally ignores what I'm saying. I felt that my only choice was to wait for her to calm down, but that turned out to be a mistake. Well, what should we do next? There are a lot of people I hate around here, so I think some more revenge is in order. Yamada, it looks like you've got a long night ahead of you. Tonight too? I don't think I have another night in me. Please don't involve me in this. If you want revenge, you should do it yourself.
Don't
say that. We are friends after all. I'm the one going through all this trouble to make sure you're not bored in bed all day. I seriously don't mind that at all. I'd be fine if you just helped me ejaculate normally. I plead with Kurokawa to leave me out of her schemes, but her grin doesn't fade me in the least. Her grin doesn't fade in the least. No, she's the devil. Well, anyway, Yamada, I'm really looking forward to tonight. Kurokawa says her piece and leaves the room. At this rate, she's bound to end up harassing me again. If only there was a way to somehow get out of it. But unable to find a solution, I just sit alone in bed as time continues to pass by. And then, when night finally arrives... I just love our little strolls together. Kurokawa, it's hard to walk. But it's okay. It's normal for friends to take walks like this. You know that, right? Kurokawa grabs my shoulders and pulls me closer to her. The sight of her face is all I need to know how beautiful she is. But what would normally be a happy situation feels more like being taken prisoner. Kurokawa, I know that. So can we just take a walk and leave it at that? There's nothing wrong with that, is there? There is. There's still a lot of people in this hospital that seriously get on my nerves. It's just a question of who will be lucky to be covered in your cum tonight. Oh, I know you don't like these people, but do you really have to harass them like this? You don't understand, Yamada. This is not harassment. It's justified retaliation. Can't you see how stupid they all are? Even you have to despise them to some extent. Kurokawa laughs as she looks into my eyes. It seems like she's trying her best to look enthused, but the reality of the situation is bringing her down. Ultimately, I'm unable to stop her and can do nothing other than continue my walk with her. Just then, I see someone walking in our direction from in front of us. Oh! It's you, Tachibana! Tachibana? Tachibana passes by without so much as a bow, let alone a glance. She's acting like I don't even exist. Ugh. The faint scent of Tachibana as we pass makes me sigh. Kurokawa shoots a displeased gaze in my direction. Oh, now he's really gonna get it. Hey, Yamada, do you, by chance, have a thing for Tachibana? Huh? No, not at all. I just don't want her to hate me is all. I totally despise that bitch! Oh? Kurokawa cuts me off with a powerful assertion. I can feel a strong jealousy inside of her as opposed to the hatred and anger she harbors for Izuan. She always acts like she's better than everyone because she's so good at her job. She tries to play it cool and yet she always comes across as all high and mighty. Kurokawa angrily bites her nails. Her eyes show nothing but disdain as Tachibana disappears down the hallway. It makes me sick that her boyfriend is a hot businessman with a comfy job at a major company, and yet I've never even had a single boyfriend worth writing home about. I can hear Kurokawa grinding her teeth. It's clearly the result of the resentment she's feeling. As for me, I feel my shoulders slump in response to the news that Tachibana's boyfriend is such a big deal. And at the same time, I notice that Kurokawa's voice is suddenly bright and cheerful. Ah, I've got it. I'll have you come on Tachibana's uniform this time. Huh? You can't be serious. I'm not doing that. There's no way in hell I'm doing that. I soundly reject what Kurokawa seems to think is a brilliant idea. Kurokawa grabs my shoulders. It's okay. Let's do it. You wanted to mark your beloved Tachibana as your own, don't you? That'd make you happy, right? No, it wouldn't make me happy at all. Give it a rest already. Man, you're never honest about what you want. It's such an annoying trait that I bet I'm the only one nice enough to hang out with you. Man, is she a manipulating bitch, guys. You really don't have to, you know. Alright, whatever. Let's get going. Hey, stop that, or at least acknowledge what I just said. I raise my voice and wave my arms in protest, but there's not much I can do when both of those arms are injured and out of commission. Ultimately, I'm left with no choice but to follow Kurokawa's lead. Look, Yamada, this is Tachibana's locker. Kurokawa points at one of the lockers and laughs. It's an ordinary locker, but the fact that it probably is hers makes me nervous. You're curious, right? I'm sure you want to see what's inside. No, not really. I mean, it's not right. It's totally okay. She's even naive enough to lock it, as if that would actually do any good. Kurokawa takes a key out of her pocket and unlocks Tachibana's locker. Hang on, wait a second, why do you have the key for her locker? I know what you're thinking, but I didn't steal it or anything like that. This is just a spare of the master key. Kurokawa proudly holds the key above her head. But at the same time, it occurs to me that she's about the last person who should have a master key. Alright then, open sesame! Ah! The locker is as orderly as you'd expect from Tachibana's serious personality. I can faintly smell her scent emanating from it. It stirs up bittersweet memories of our time together. She even has brand name bags in here. That makes me hate her even more. Well then, I guess we'll just have to lower their value a bit with a heroic dose of your semen, Yamada. Kurokawa grins at me insidiously. The terrible situation I found myself in causes my heartbeat to intensify from the tension. Oh, what's wrong, Yamada? Everything! There's no way I can possibly do this! Huh? How can you say that? You finally have a chance to be a real friend and you're totally dropping the ball! About this supposed friendship of ours. I really want to correct her on that one, but I'm scared of how she'll react if I do. If you really can't do it, you'll leave me no choice but to upload that video of yours. Are you okay with that? Of course not. Then blow your load. I'll help you, so there's nothing to worry about. Stop, please. Before I'm able to stop her, Kurikawa pulls down my pants and underwear. Your cock looks even bigger than it did when you raped Ijuin. I'm glad you're into this as much as I am. I knew we were on the same page. But that's not... A fully lubricated pocket pussy swallows the whole of my cock. The gentle touch of the synthetic resin and the slimy feel of the lotion give my cock instant pleasure. When you were a kid, you licked your favorite girl's recorder, didn't you? What's that? Now that you're an adult, you can leave your mark with your cum instead. Why are you convinced that I'd actually do that? And that aside, you do know that leaving your mark like that is wrong, don't you? Nobody will ever know whose cum it is, so come on, hurry up and come already. I twist my body in a feeble attempt to escape. Kurikawa slowly begins to milk my cock with the pocket pussy as if to mock my resistance. But please, stop, Kurikawa! The rigidness made to imitate a vagina sticks to my cock, partly because of the slimy lotion within. Her up and down stroking gives me a pleasant sensation that makes me feel weak in the knees. Looky here. We've got Tachibana's casual wear and bags in this locker. We've got her spare uniforms as well. From this point on, we're going to begin covering it all with your cum. I can hardly wait. But I really don't want to. You don't have to lie. Even if you weren't the type who'd get off on leaving your mark with your cum, I'd still be friends with you, you see. No, why? Why don't you listen? Ah! Kurikawa adjusts the level of force with which she uses the pocket pussy as needed to stimulate me. And she's not wrong that I feel an immoral excitement when it comes to the act of spewing cum all over Tachibana's personal belongings. Your cock is twitching, Yamada. Do you want to come on her stuff right away? It's no problem at all. I'll help you to it. I mean, we are friends after all. Kurikawa is clearly aware of a change in me as she accelerates the speed with which she uses the pocket pussy. Tachibana was the nurse in charge of you last week, right, Yamada? I could tell she hated it by the way she spoke. You really know how to make a good first impression, don't you? Could you slow down a little? Ah! In spite of my pleas, Kurikawa grips the pocket pussy more tightly and moves it even faster than before. The lewd sound of the lotion generated by the interaction between my cock and the pocket pussy reverberates throughout the otherwise empty changing room. She always has this look on her face that just screams that she thinks she's better than me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. She might be a little better than me, but that doesn't mean I'm shit. Kurikawa, you're doing it way too hard. Perhaps because she's angry, Kurikawa is really going to town on my cock with the pocket pussy. The sensation of it tightening around my cock causes pleasure to well up from deep inside of me. Ne, Hey, have you heard, Yamada? Tachibana may seem cool and collected, but on her days off, she can't get enough of opening legs to her boyfriend and moaning like a whore. Ah ha ha, that stupid slut. Yeah, but isn't that, like, normal? So Tachibana makes love to her boyfriend on the weekend? And Kurokawa said that he's as hot as they come. She shyly opens her legs to her boyfriend, but on the other hand, she boldly opened herself up to... Ah, no, please, Kurokawa! Rather than making me soft, the images in my head only serve to make me feel even hotter and intensify my pleasure. That's why she's doing that. While I know I should stop thinking about it, I can't help but imagine how Tachibana must look when she's fucking her boyfriend. I see Tachibana in the missionary position. Well, I'll be damned. Excitedly anticipating the fierce assault to come in more ways than one. She looks up at her boyfriend with a pained expression as she desperately clings to his body. Oh, my God, I'm so... It's boyfriend. It's okay. Ah, I'm coming too. She says, yes, come inside me. Make me come with your cum? Huh. Okay, I mean, I guess that's possible. Tachibana! You're gonna look great covered in Yamada's cum. Eat this, you stupid bitch. Kurokawa cackles as she works my cock extremely hard. It matches the fantasy in my head perfectly and causes me to ejaculate. Oh, Tachibana! I don't know what that is, but whatever. Way to go, Yamada. Single shot of your cum is more than enough to totally ruin Tachibana's uniform. I can't believe I did it. And yet, what's done is done. Am I a cuck? Imagining myself as such overlapped with the pleasure of a pocket pussy to cause a huge amount of cum to explode in Tachibana's locker. Ah, I'm so sorry, Tachibana. I'm so sorry. You're sure to be the most popular nurse on duty smelling like this, Tachibana, and you'll have Yamada to thank for all of it. Kurokawa uses the pocket pussy to milk more and more cum out of my cock. Tachibana's scent is quickly replaced by that of my cum. It's so sad that it leaves me speechless. Keep on coming, Yamada. Well, that's what it said to me. It's like, keep on coming. It's like there's a... I knew that the thought of coming on Tachibana's uniforms would help you get your rocks off. It's not like that. As I finish coming, Kurokawa supports me from behind to keep me from collapsing. I can smell the faint scent of sweat that is the product of her excitement. Yamada. Do you think I don't know? I know everything about you. I mean, come on now, I thought we were friends. What do you mean? The woman who took your virginity is Tachibana, right? What makes you think that? Though I try to deny it, Kurokawa simply laughs happily in response. She has a boyfriend, but fucks you anyway. How big of a bitch can she be? Tachibana isn't really like... Okay, Yamada. Let's punish her even more. Look at that gaudy brand name handbag of hers. I'm sure it was a gift from her boyfriend. She probably even hates it.
あんなに性格悪い女がモテるんだろうね。世の中理不尽すぎて嫌になるよね、山田くん。
Why is a woman with a personality as awful as hers so popular? The whole world should hate her, shouldn't they, Yamada? No, I mean, I really don't want to be here anymore, Kurokawa. But just think about it, Yamada. If you mark her belongings with your scent,You'll be with her even after work, won't you? Show her man who really... Blah, blah, blah. Try that one again. Show her man who she really belongs to. Kurokawa! Kurokawa accelerates her pace again. The lotion couples with my cum to improve the lubrication and intensify my pleasure even further. I know I shouldn't, but...Don't worry, Yamada, don't worry. You're not doing anything wrong. Impregnate Tachibana's bag with the same cum that impregnated Izuin's box. Don't say that! Yeah! Kurokawa flips her wrists and begins twisting the pocket pussy around my cock. Just when I think she's focusing on the head, she brings it down hard on the root.Kurokawa's skillful use of the pocket pussy almost immediately has me close to coming yet again. Tachibana! I try to think of Tachibana's grim expression in a bid to stave off the ferocious hand job. But the only thing that comes to mind is the Tachibana that's thrilled to be embraced by her boyfriend. Tachibana violently rocks her hips back and forth as she straddles her boyfriend. Fuck me from below, below. Make me come from that cock of yours again. Why do I? It looks like you're close, good. Go ahead and blow your load all over a bag, Yamada. Dye it your oh so special shade of white.I'm coming! I'm sorry, Tachibana! I'm so sorry, Tachibana! My feelings for Tachibana well up inside of me, fueling my desire to come. The desire is becoming too strong for me to bear. All that's left is to bust a nut and... But suddenly... What? What's the meaning of this? Look at her face!The sharp voice surprises Kurokawa and causes her to jump.I, of course, react the same way. It's because Tachibana's standing right in front of us. It feels like I'm going completely pale as a cold sweat develops on my brow. I thought I heard noise coming from the changing room and asked myself, what could be going on in there? Well, what's going on in here, Kurokawa and Yamada?Tachibana asks us a question she already knows the answer to. I can easily tell that she's extremely angry, and if you can't tell, you can look at her face. Yamada's testicles suddenly started hurting, so I had no choice but to...You know, do it here. Kurokawa begins making excuses with a servile smile on her face. She also avoids eye contact with Tachibana to further emphasize her subservience. Could you at least not do it in the changing room? The toilet is right there. This room is for women and patients aren't allowed in here. Tachibana snorts as she cuts off Kurokawa's excuses. Her merciless voice makes it clear that she doesn't trust her at all. But never mind that, Kurokawa. Why is my locker open?Huh, oh right, it was already open when we got here? Don't lie, you opened it, didn't you? No, Yamada would tell you it was open when we got here, right? Right? Is she telling the truth, Yamada? Kurokawa asked for my help, but Tachibana's icy voice chills me to the bone. Kurokawa holds on to me tightly. Tachibana snorts yet again. You're always hatching these evil schemes behind other people's backs. You do know that's why you'll never get any friends, let alone a boyfriend, don't you? Kurokawa can only gulp as Tachibana's words render her speechless. I can feel her body tremble a little as she continues to hold me tightly. Her hands are sweaty enough to leave a mark on my clothes. Kurokawa?
Yamada-san, anata mo konna onna ni furimawasarete nasakenai to omowanai desu ka?
Ugh, Yamada, don't you feel ashamed to be under the thumb of a woman like her? Well...
Ma, aru imi oniyai kamoshiremasen ga.
Well, maybe the two of you deserve each other. At any rate, the changing room is off limits to you. I'll need you to leave here at once. Okay. Tachibana urges me to leave like she normally does, so I look up at Kurokawa behind me. Kurokawa is trembling even more than she was before. Just as I'm wondering why, I see her lips curve into an uncomfortable smile. What are you implying, Tachibana? We seriously weren't doing anything wrong. Yamada, Tachibana is scaring me. Let's hurry back to your room. But as she says that, she suddenly starts jacking me off again. What? Stop that, Kurokawa! The sticky sound coupled with the popping sound of air reverberates throughout the changing room. The pocket pussy moves up and down at a high speed, rekindling the sexual feelings that had dissipated during Tachibana's appearance. What? No, Yamada, you can't just start moving your hips like that now that your beloved Tachibana is here. Well, what are you talking about? You're the one doing it! Stop! Ah! Kurokawa's speech sounds forced as she focuses all of her attention on working cock. The feeling of being about to ejaculate that I felt earlier appears to be back and stronger than ever. Enough! Stop this nonsense and leave here already! And as for you, Kurokawa, if I find anything wrong with my locker, that'll be the last straw for you. Tachibana seems frightened for a moment before immediately turning her anger towards Kurokawa again. Kurokawa also seems frightened but continues stroking my cock anyway, and then she points it in Tachibana's direction. No, don't do it, Yamada. God, she'll kill her. Tachibana! Yamada, you! Tachibana looks at me with an intense look of disgust and irritation on her face. It causes me to feel the sensation of ejaculation as if it was a conditioned reflex. Uh-oh! No, it wasn't me! That's not my fault! My cum explodes out of my cock and onto Tachibana's face and body. It also lands all over the hands that she tries to use to cover her face. Oh, bad, Yamada. Bad. Just because you're in love with Tachibana doesn't make it okay to come all over like that. That's not what happened at all. Tachibana, you have to hear me out. Tachibana glares at me as I try to explain myself. And that causes me to come even more.
しょうがないよね。山田くん、そういう病気なんだし。
Oh, Tachibana, I just hate seeing you all covered in cum like that, but it comes with the territory, right? Yamada's illness is what it is, after all. No, I mean, it is an illness, but... Tachibana's sharp gaze cuts me off again when I try to explain myself. Kirikawa and I are both equally to blame in her eyes. Oh well, we should get going. This place smells awful, so we should leave before the stink sticks to us. Hold on a second! Kirikawa! Yamada! Kirikawa starts her slow retreat while still holding on to me. I know I should apologize to Tachibana, but I can't shake myself free from Kirikawa's hands. Move it now! Alright then, see you around! I told you to hold on a second. Damn it, you two! You'll pay for this, Captain Planet! In the end, I can hear Tachibana's angry voice from behind as Kirikawa forces me out of the room. And then behind me, just as the changing room is about to close... Kirikawa and Yamada, I hope you rot in hell! Tachibana curses us with a deep, low-pitched growl. Oh my god! Woo! That was hardcore! That was really fucking crazy. I like that look that Tachibana had when she was looking at the locker. I think I'm gonna use that one as an emoji in my server, which is still kind of going for those of you that are still in it. Because I like it. It's a nice, good, like... It's one of those looks where you use when you see something really fishy going on. Like, don't you try to talk this down. So I like that look. I might use it. At any rate, guys, this is all we're doing for the nurses right now. Maybe some more nurses on Thursday. Not sure. You know, comic books are on Wednesday. And Friday's the show. So, all right, guys. We'll see you next time. I'm out.